the touchdowns, but the plays that set it up. How do you describe the effort of this offense to put you in the situation, third straight week for you to touchdown?
Yeah, it's been good. I think we played really well as offense, and then to finish out in the 4-minute situation and end the game with the ball is, you know, one of the best things, you know, offense can do in that situation. So it was awesome to kind of end the game like that and do what we do in practice in the game.
This is an afternoon that was so physical. How much confidence did you have in your defense to close it out when you needed the most?
Yeah, I mean, they've been making plays all day and all year, really. So it was, you know, exciting to watch them out there. We had their back, and they had our back throughout the game. It was awesome.
You guys are now perfect at home. How important was it for this team, after having so many dominant victories over the course of the season, to kind of win one in this fashion?
Yeah, I think it's however they come week to week is going to be, you know, how the wins go, and we'll take them either way. But yeah, you know, that was a good team, and it came down the last play, really, so it was awesome.
All the guys who got involved within this offense, who were integral in making plays, integral in scoring touchdowns for this offense, how did you describe the selflessness in particular of this offense?
Yeah, I think it's when you have as many people as we do on our offense that can make plays, you kind of got to have guys that are selfless. And I think we have that all over the place. And, you know, starts with linemen and skill guys. And Daniel spreading the ball around everybody. So,
I joked with Shane earlier this week. I asked if he just dreams up new ways to use your week in and week out. And he kind of laughed. He described you as a Swiss Army knife because of all the different things you can do. How much do you embrace that ability and the fact your head coach can rely on you that bathroom?
Yeah, it's fun, and I think that's what's fun about playing tight end is you can do a little bit of everything, and you know, I just kind of look at it as my job from play to play and make sure I'm doing it the best I can, you know, when the plays get called like that.
Right, so we ask you this every single week, but your comfort level finding the end zone again, how does that keep growing week in and week out?
Yeah, I think it just goes back to practice and getting the reps and trusting the guys around me and making sure they can trust me and proving that to them each week, so that's good.
One of those guys, Josh Downs, found the end zone for the first time this year. How happy were you to see that? And just, what's the impact he's had on you?
Yeah, he's awesome, I think, for our offense. He does, you know, opens up a lot and can do a lot of different things. And also, you know, it's surprising that he hadn't gotten the end zone. He's such a good player, but I was happy to see him get in there. And that was a big play in the heat of the game situation. So awesome.
What is it to be 5-1 and lead this division now 6 games into the season?
It's awesome. Just taking it, you know, 1 week at a time and, you know, enjoy this one for a few more hours and get back to work next week.
Comfort level playing at SoFi again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the same thing. Yep. Yeah, so that would be nice. Different teams, so can't do the same.
Can you say about some of the throws Daniel was making?